Let's read together Genesis 37, verses 1 through 11. Now, in this first section of Genesis 37, we read about the dreams that Joseph had as a teenager. Joseph's brothers hated him for these dreams of greatness, and they were jealous of Joseph because he was the favorite son of his father, Jacob. Genesis 37, beginning of verse 1. Now Jacob dwelt in the land where his father was a stranger, in the land of Canaan. This is the genealogy of Jacob. Joseph, being 17 years old, was feeding the flock with his brothers. And the lad was with the sons of Bilhah and the sons of Zilpah, his father's wives. And Joseph brought a bad report of them to his father. Now Israel loved Joseph more than all his children, because he was the son of his old age. Also, he made him a tunic of many colors. But when his brothers saw that their father loved him more than all his brothers, they hated him and could not speak peaceably to him. Now Joseph dreamed a dream, and he told it to his brothers, and they hated him even more. So he said to them, "Please hear this dream which I have dreamed. There we were, binding sheaves in the field. Then behold, my sheaf arose and also stood upright. And indeed, your sheaves stood all around and bowed down to my sheaf." And his brothers said to him, "Shall you indeed reign over us? Or shall you indeed have dominion over us?" So they hated him even more for his dreams and for his words. Then he dreamed still another dream and told it to his brothers and said, "Look, I have dreamed another dream. And this time the sun, the moon, and the 11 stars bowed down to me." So he told it to his father and his brothers. And his father rebuked him and said to him, "What is this dream that you have dreamed? Shall your mother and I and your brothers indeed come to bow down to the earth before you?" And his brothers envied him, but his father kept the matter in mind. All right, let's look at some background notes first of all. The story of Joseph begins in Genesis 37 and runs right to the end of the book of Genesis. There's more about the personal character of Joseph in the Bible than any other biblical character, other than our Lord himself. Joseph forms the great link between the patriarchs of Israel and the nation of Israel. Think of the gigantic gap that we would have in the biblical record if we did not have the story of Joseph. I mean, here you have the patriarchs of Israel, and then all of a sudden you come to these many Jewish people in Egypt in slavery. What happened? What's the link? Well, Joseph, you see, is the link. We read about the birth of Joseph in Genesis chapter 30. He was the son of Rachel, Jacob's favorite wife. And therefore, Joseph was favored above all of his brothers. Jacob gave Joseph a special tunic, as we see here in verse 3. Now, from Sunday school days on, we've known this as the coat of many colors, right? Well, from the Hebrew words that are used here, most likely this tunic was special not because of its colors, but because it had long sleeves and came down to the ankles. You see, everyone wore a tunic in those days, but the working man's tunic had short sleeves and only came down to the knees. It was designed for work. So you see, Joseph was given a tunic that was fit for royalty. And because of this favored position, his brothers were jealous of him, and they hated Joseph. Furthermore, Joseph had two dreams in which he dreamed that he was greater than his brothers. In the dream about the sheaves, the brothers' sheaves all bowed down to Joseph's sheaf. And in the dream about the sun and moon and stars, again, they all bowed down to him. In this dream, even his father and mother, represented by the sun and moon, bowed down to him. Well, needless to say, Jacob's brothers hated him all the more because of these dreams. In fact, Jacob and Joseph's brothers probably realized that this double dream was indeed from God. That's why we see in verse 11 that his brothers envied him even further, and Jacob kept these dreams in mind. Well, so much for background notes for this section. Now let's move to our two doctrinal or teaching points. Doctrinal point number one, God's faithful servants should tell the truth even though it may hurt others. God's faithful servants should tell the truth even though it may hurt others. In verse 2, we read, Joseph, being 17 years old, was feeding the flock with his brothers, and the lad was with the sons of Bilhah and the sons of Zilpah, his father's wives, and Joseph brought a bad report of them to his father. What the bad report was, we don't know. But presumably, Joseph's brothers were cheating or doing something dishonest or worse behind Jacob's back. Now, Joseph was not a tattletale here. Joseph was not snitching on his brothers. No, Joseph was doing the right thing here. Joseph was responsible to report this wickedness. Throughout the story of Joseph, Joseph is presented as a godly believer, faithful to the Lord all the way through. As God's faithful servant, Joseph always told the truth, even though, as in this case, his brothers were hurt. Now, we should probably put the word hurt in quotation marks. Because in the long run, whatever hurt the brothers experienced for doing wrong was good for them. Maybe Joseph's true report here resulted in Jacob disciplining his sons. That would have been good. In any event, Joseph did the right thing here in telling the truth, and we should too. God's faithful servants should tell the truth even though it may hurt others. Have you ever had to tell the truth where it hurt others? You know, it happens all the time. Just the other day, I was asked to write a letter of reference for a fellow believer applying for a job. Now, I did the best job that I could for this person. But at the same time, I did not compromise the truth. That would be wrong. You can't say a person is outstanding in their ability to work with others if they can't work with others. You must tell the truth. You know, right now we're in final exam week at Emmaus Bible College. Now, I would love to give all my students A's, but I can't. To be faithful, I must turn in a truthful report, even though it may hurt some students. But the hurt is good, especially if these students have been irresponsible in their studies. Well, many more examples could be given of this truth. God's faithful servants should tell the truth even though it may hurt others. All right, doctrinal or teaching point number 2. God's faithful servants should tell the truth even though they may get hurt themselves. God's faithful servants should tell the truth even though they may get hurt themselves. When Joseph told the truth about his brothers, and also when he shared his dreams with his family, he experienced hurt. Look at verse 8. And his brothers said to him, "Shall you indeed reign over us, or shall you indeed have dominion over us?" So they hated him even more for his dreams and for his words. Now, it could always be argued that Joseph should not have shared his dreams. Maybe he should have kept them to himself. I mean, that would have been common sense. Why share these dreams of greatness? He might have expected that they would hate him. But remember, Joseph would have considered these dreams from God. And rightly so. And his family would have recognized this double dream as from God. It's just that they didn't like the content. So as I see the situation then, Joseph was not naive here. Joseph felt before the Lord that he should share the truth, even though he would hurt himself and experience the hate of his brothers. After all, this was a revelation from God, and it was important to share the truth. You know, all of this certainly reminds us of the experience of our Lord Jesus, doesn't it? In fact, there are many parallels between Joseph and the Lord Jesus, as we'll see. When the Lord came to Israel, he was hated. As Joseph was hated by his own brothers, so our Lord was hated by his own people. Why? Because he told the truth. He denounced the hypocrisy of the Pharisees. He told them the truth that he had come from God and that he was their Messiah, their king. But like Joseph's brothers, they said, "We will not have this man to reign over us." Luke 19, verse 14. Joseph's dreams came true, and so will our Lord's predictions, as Joseph's brothers eventually bowed their knees before Joseph. So Israel will one day recognize Jesus as their rightful king. Joseph told the truth, even though it resulted in his own hurt. We should do the same as God's faithful servants. As you share the truth of God's word, with non-believers, you will experience the hate of this world. The Lord Jesus said that the world will hate us because it hated him. John 15, verse 18. Let me ask you a question here this morning. As God's faithful servants, have you shared the truth of God's word with those unbelievers that God has brought you in contact with? Those unbelieving neighbors? Or those unbelieving fellow workers? Or those unbelieving fellow students? Have you shared the truth of God's word, even though you may get hurt? Well, don't be afraid. Be like Joseph. God's faithful servants should tell the truth, even though they may get hurt themselves. What about practical application? Teenagers, you can do it, since Joseph did. A lesson for teenagers. Teenagers, you can do it, since Joseph did. Verse 2 informs us that Joseph was only 17 years old at this time. As we mentioned before, Joseph is a model of a godly man of faith all the way through his life. He established his patterns for life as a teenager. Joseph was tested in all areas as a teenager and passed. We'll see in chapter 39 that he was tested in the area of sex, and he remained faithful. He passed the test. And in this chapter, he's tested in the area of truth and passes. Another area where Joseph is tested here in this chapter is in the place of prestige or favor. When Jacob gave Joseph that special tunic, Joseph was tested in this area of favoritism or this area of prestige. Now, maybe Jacob should not have shown favoritism to Joseph in this way. Maybe Jacob should have known this would cause friction in the family, jealousy on the part of the brothers. But Jacob, you see, did give Joseph this special tunic. And as a result, Joseph was put into this place of test. Now, how would he handle this test? How would he handle the jealousy and hate of those that were not in this place of favoritism? Well, Joseph passed the test. Teenagers, do you see the lesson? Teenagers, you can do it, since Joseph did. If you have more brains, teenagers, I'm particularly addressing, but we can apply it to all of us. If you have more brains, or better looks, or more athletic talent than your fellow students, you too will be tested in this area. There will be others who will be jealous of you. Maybe even hate you because you've got more brains, you have better looks, you have more athletic talent, and so forth. Will you pass this test, or will you be lifted up with pride and take revenge on those who are jealous of you? You know, last night, Danny Werfel, outstanding quarterback for the University of Florida, received college football's most prestigious award, the Heisman Trophy. Danny Werfel is a Christian. He's an outstanding Christian. He's had a great testimony in his high school years and college years. Thus far, he has passed the test in the area of prestige. How will he handle this next level? How do you handle the tests that God allows in your life? Teenagers, you can do it, since Joseph did.